Stamped. Indexed. Briefed. Debriefed. Or numbered. My life is my own.
Hello, fellow crackheads! You're listening to Hacker Voice Radio on the 27th, is it? 27th. It's got to be the 27th, February 2005. Straight after watching The Dispatchers. How you been, man?
Not bad. Yourself?
Not bad.
Good stuff.
I guess just to introduce ourselves. I'm Planet Lave.
And I'm the ever camp Belial.
Oh, darling!
Hello!
I am not camp, darling.
I know you're not, sugar.
That's disgraceful. Oh, God. Ah! Oh.
You're all a flutter now.
Yes.
So, did you watch this Dispatches thing?
Yes, I did, yeah.
I actually missed it, as you know, because I had to run downstairs and put the last half onto DVD.
Yeah.
So I've got some of it for later viewing.
Cool.
But I want to hear what you thought about it, because you sounded pretty wound up.
Yeah, I'm a bit wound up. Fucking Mark wants some Baker. I think we're going to have to put some Baker on.
Yeah, put a bit of Tom Baker in there, why not?
I'm Tom Baker, and you are listening to my favorite internet radio show, Hacker Voice Radio. It's even more yummy than ice cream.
There he is, fans.
There you go. Our favourite voiceover person, Tom Baker.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just the whole... it's just the whole thing about, like, everything that we've pretty much been saying on this radio show. And they've been basically blasting this out to everyone saying, look at this, this is fucking crazy, because you're basically saying that you're going to be taking all these freedoms that people enjoy and that people deserve, and they're applying a whole kind of whole Big Brother theme to it, which is basically what we've been talking about. You know, it's like we're not going fucking mad, we're not paranoid, and you know, even if we are, that doesn't mean that people aren't out to get us, sort of thing, you know. And there's the right to be there is the right to have your own freedom, as in not to be, you know, guilty before proven innocent. And that's basically what we're seeing now. We're seeing this at a low-key kind of level at the moment. And you're seeing these little reports popping up of kids being arrested and then later on charged for, you know, whatever reason. And it's just not right. And I don't know, you've got to watch it, because it's definitely what was happening on this radio show for, like, the past, I don't know how many times we've said it, but, yeah.
That's pretty mad, really, that other people on Channel 4 are going, hang on a minute, we've got to make a programme about this.
Yeah.
I thought it was just us nutters on the internet who did that, but that's pretty cool.
So, if you did miss it, shame on you. Shame on you, Bush. Because Lucas did post enough respect to him, enough shouts about it, so, you know, you missed it. It's unlucky.
I'm pretty sure it'll be out there via BitTorrent or your favourite news groups or something like that pretty soon. I don't know for sure, but I'm certain someone's encoding it and uploading it somewhere on the internet right now. It's a big old place, so hopefully I'll be able to grab a copy and shout and scream about it maybe tomorrow night. Who knows?
And it's been quite a mad weekend for myself. I don't know, how was it for you? Was it nice and relaxing? Or
Yeah, very easy. You know, I slept in Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. Didn't do much because I wasted most of the day sleeping,
yeah.
But that's fine with me. Mm. So, how about yourself? Out wild partying and raising hell? And
it was just like, oh, God. It was just like fear and loathing in Las Vegas, only in East London. It was crazy. Yeah, I'm still recovering from it, man. It's just, it took me a while.
You kids today.
Come on.
What are you doing? Drinking Alka-Pops down the park?
No.
Sniffing pens?
No.
What I was up to when I was your age.
Right. No wonder you turned out like this.
Yeah, no wonder I'm fucked up.
How can you call me a kid? I'm hardly... Oh, God.
I know, you're only about 2 years younger than me.
Exactly. Well, the rumours are true. Microsoft is gay. I mean, is trying to get onto the whole mobile device scene, and there's a whole kind of gadget that they're trying to bring out called Project Origami, a video kind of gizmo that plays all this kind of major crazy shit. It's like a cross between a Nokia and an iPod. Apparently they've kind of released this thing, and you will know more about it. I think it's next month. Third, that's it. I think that's when the release date is of the information, whatever. So I guess you got to check it out. But obviously it's Windows, so it probably will be a bit, you know, DRM'd on that kind of side.
I wouldn't be that surprised. There is a very funky Shockwave Flash video advert done by Microsoft that's floating around the net in two or three places.
Yes.
I did find a link for it at work, watched it, and then forgot to bring it home with me. Very clever move.
Yeah.
So all I've got is the news stories on it. But it looks actually pretty cool.
It does look cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a sized-down tablet, but it's still fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's like half the size of a tablet, but that's still a chunky little thing.
Yeah.
And this...
It's much bigger. It's much bigger than my XDA.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's about three times the size of that thing, at least. But yeah, the video was... It's obviously very marketing-influenced and, you know, buy one of these, it will sort your life out kind of angle that they're going for. But it does look bloody cool.
Yeah.
I think they'll be able to ship a few of these things. Unless it's a big old piece of shit.
Well, it probably is.
But apparently the website that's going to go live on the 2nd or 3rd of March is origamiproject.com. Yeah.
Well,
so if you go there...
You never know, it might be like the only decent thing that comes out of Microsoft. But the chances of that happening are very slim.
Well, if they release enough stuff sooner or later, it's got to happen.
Yeah, like, they're working on that method. Like, let's just release as much as we can. And by the fate of, like, predicted, or, like, you know, it's got to happen that one of these things that we do will be really good. Instead of concentrating on, like, a few things and making them very good, they just release a load of crap, and then, by chance, something might turn out to be kind of good.
It's laws of probability.
Yeah. So what else do we have kind of in the news? Because that's...
Well, there is a shitload of news. Because I couldn't do a show Friday because...
It
would have cocked up, basically, so I didn't even try.
Right.
So we've got LucasAid's news from Friday, we've got LucasAid's news from today,
and
both days he's provided us with a shed load of stuff. Mm. There's a few things here that have caught my eye more than the other things, one of which is MI6 have started paying out over secret LSD tests.
Uh-huh.
Right. Three UK ex-servicemen have been given compensation after they were given LSD without their consent in the 1950s.
Tripping.
banging, disco. Gonna get a rewind. The men volunteered to be guinea pigs at the government research base in Porton Down after being told scientists wanted to find a cure for the common cold. but they were given the hallucinogen in mind control tests, and some volunteers had terrifying hallucinations.
Yes.
The Foreign Office said that Secret Intelligence Body MI6 had made the settlements after legal advice,
right,
meaning they were going to lose the case.
Right.
They settled out of court. The out-of-court settlements are thought to be under £10,000 for each of the men, and that's after 53 years they've been denying it, saying it never happened. Bloody can't even talk about it. We're just going to ignore the problem, let it go away.
Yeah.
And finally, they get them into court and they say, oh, look, £10,000 each, shut up. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That just fucking stinks. It's incredible.
Oh, man. It's just... There's all these kind of weird shits that happen in the military, that where they test out this stuff on the soldiers, and it's just so black ops that is kept under wraps, like, for so many years. And these innocent people just go, like, so they get so abused and it just gets really undetected that even, like, 50, 60 years on, you know, they still don't want to pay out because they keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible because one of the guys here, he was 19 years old when he signed up for this. And that was in 1953. So he's in his 70s now, 72, something like that.
Yeah.
What good's £10,000 going to do to him? It's better than a kick in the bollocks, obviously.
Yeah.
But obviously most of the people who engineered this scheme and thought it up, they're long dead.
Yeah.
You know, this guy is only alive now because he was so young back when they were doing this bollocks.
Yeah.
There must be so many people who have just died of natural causes and long life and old age. Mm. And now they're saying, right, well, now's the time to, you know, come out about it and start paying people off to shut up because there's not that many people left.
Yeah.
Fucking disgraceful. Excuse my French, but, you know, it is.
Right. A little cool site I found, pottering around the internet. I sent you a link to this in the email. The website URL is tmrc.mit.edu, and it's basically the Tech Model Railway Club of the MIT. And it's basically just like a bunch of middle-aged dudes fucking around with terrain sets. But these are not just your average train sets. They're fully computer-controlled train sets. And, what's he doing? Hello.
Hey, yeah.
Yo, basically, we can't have two calls on G-Talk, by the way.
Ah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, well, hang on a minute. I'm just waiting for my Skype password being sent back to me.
Cool. All right, I'll have to end the call just to get Planet back.
All right.
All right. That's it. Yeah, sorry, just that was Scoby.
Cool.
He muted you.
Bitch.
Noob.
Is he on?
Yeah, he's just... yeah, anyway, as I was saying, it's really cool. They set this whole fucking, like, it's beautiful, I love it. It's like a whole train set. It's huge. And basically, they can control like all the switches and everything. It's all computer controlled. They have like all kind of routing stuff, and it's really, really cool. And also, there's a few videos on there whereby they put a kind of cab cam on there, so you can actually see as the little miniature camera is running through. It's really fantastic. Hello, Scoby.
Hey.
How's it going, man? Long time no speako.
Oh, I know. Things have been going slow, but, you know, I've still been keeping in touch with the show.
Yeah.
Still been less.
Cool. Well, whoa. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. We've got both of you in here right now, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, excellent.
I'm Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
That's Scooby.
Scooby.
Uh-huh.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you?
Hiding.
What were you talking about in the minute lag between when I switched off the stream and turned on Skype?
We were talking about model railways and a group of like MIT dudes that made a fully computer-controlled huge model railway. It's like really, it's very realistic, very cool.
Right. Couldn't they think of something better to do then?
Well, they're probably midlife crisis sort of thing, you know.
There was a case here in Oxford. Model railway club applied for planning permission to set up next to some Islamic community centre or something, and they initially voiced massive objections because they saw the word club and assumed that it would have loud music and drunk people in it.
Okay.
When they found out what a model railway club was, they withdrew them, needless to say. That's my pointless thing for this evening.
Can you just imagine, like, these, like, 80-year-old blokes, like, trancing out with, like, some tracks and stuff? It's like, there's the turntable is actually an actual turntable where they're on train goes around. They're like, oops, oops, oops.
I don't know what you're talking about, but like, that'll be you in 50 years.
Probably, man, probably. The way I'm fucking heading, man. Yeah.
So, Planet Unity, you really need to get a torrent of that Dispatches, because I'm telling you, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah?
There was a bit in it where, it's like because with the ID cards, because it's got to have all your biometric data and all your... It's got to have, like, it's got to have a photograph of you, and it's also got to have, like, a 3D picture. Blow, you saw that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, what they've got to do is... Well, what they could do is, by using all the CCTV cameras that's everywhere in the UK...
Like, track your face.
Yeah, they can use that as facial recognition. Yeah. So, all they need to do is see that you're walking down a street somewhere, they hit a button, they find out every piece of information about you, and they can, like, track you everywhere and find out everything about you. And, like, the technology's here for it just now. I mean, you could probably do that in inside a minute.
Yeah.
You know? But it's definitely scary. I mean, I don't want to, you know, walk at a porno show for anything like that and them know everything about me. Planet, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to change my ways.
Download only orders from now.
Oh, yeah. Internet filth.
That's what I'm never born for.
It sounds horrible. If I can find what newsgroup that's been posting or any torrents, I'll be putting them up on the forum and I'll be shouting about it on the show. So stay tuned. If, like me, you missed it, I will find it somehow.
Yeah, it's... you've got to watch it again.
Hmm.
So what have you been doing for the past, like, a year or something, man?
A lot of it has been like college and that,
yeah.
And then the other part has been like the project I'm working on, which is really big. And you know, just on Friday there are three of the guys who are working with jump ship, so there's only like three of us left.
Right.
And it's like our workload is increasing a lot, and we're trying to get money for it and everything, but we're just taking it steady pace.
Right.
But. Hard times.
So have you thought up a name for the game yet or not?
Nope. Still not.
Right.
It's been what, 4 months?
Well, I guess, I mean, you set a really long kind of timeline for this thing.
Yeah, sure, at least 5 years.
I'm sure by the like fourth year you would have come up with a name, or at least a list of names that you could use.
We'll probably have one by the end of this year. Because it's hard to like, try to pitch something to like, possible investors to get some VC and not have a name for it, and you know, not have like, I mean, the thing they're looking for is like eye candy and renderings and all that, but we don't have a lot of that. Most of the stuff we have is a lot in code and server software stuff, but yeah, try showing like a bunch of suits some code and they don't know what the fuck they're looking at.
Yeah, they spaz out.
Yeah.
But, like, give it a code name like Microsoft do. Just make it sound really cool, like Sparrow or something like that.
It's got a code name. It's there. The code name's Virtual State.
Right. Gerbil. Excellent. So what kind of other things we got in the news? So I can't really clickety-click on my computer anymore.
There's a cool little one here which took my interest. And one of the reasons I like it is because it's very short and to the point. And it says, fans of Coldplay who play the band's latest CD in their cars.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You've seen this?
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, go on.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fans of Coldplay who play the band's latest CD in their cars could be breaking record label rules designed to clamp down on internet piracy. BoingBoing.net revealed that some copies of the album X and Y include an edict saying this CD may not play in DVD players, cast stereos, portable players, game players, all PCs, and Macintosh PCs. What the hell does that leave? Not very much.
What can you play it on then? It's like...
Fuck
Sonny Walkman.
Figures released last month showed that album sales in an all-time low since 1996. Boo-hoo, you shouldn't charge so much for them, you money-laundering bastards. Boing Boing suggested that record labels would be well advised to treat music lovers like customers and not crooks.
Exactly.
Bingo. I actually, one of the few reasons I do still buy CDs is for the car.
Right.
If I nip into Tesco's and they've got a load of CDs there, as they do, the whole top 40 and the whole big range, I drove down there in the car, and if I see one, I will just kind of influence by it, you know, just straight away. Oh, that looks good. Take it. £8 down Tesco. It's cheap down. But if it's not going to play in the car CD player,
there's not a lot of point,
why buy it? Exactly. They're just narrowing their own market even more. They're fucking themselves. They don't need any help from piracy. Bloody idiots.
You know, that's the reason we actually download the stuff in the first place.
Yeah.
They're just making such a big flap about this shit that at the end of the day, it's gonna come down in their own demise, you know? The more they flap about it, the more people start downloading shit. And I've known people that have had absolutely no idea about different kind of downloading programs and stuff like that, but were kind of interested, and the only reason they found out about them was because of the whole fucking, you know, because they named the programs. You know, people use Kazaa, people use fucking BearShare, whatever it is, and then they're like, oh, I'll just Google BearShare. Bang, downloaded.
Thanks for the hint.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know. Oh, fuck. Crazy, crazy crackheads.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you see the latest MPAA lawsuits that's been filed?
I did hear about that. What was that for?
Yeah, they're trying to take down iosohunt.com. So it's one of the biggest ones out there.
Right.
But here's the thing. The MPAA have said publicly that they're suing, hang on a minute, I'll just get it, 7 different PEP sites. But here's the thing, none of them have received letters from MPAA letting them know that they're suing them. So, you know, they're saying that they are, but the people who are apparently being sued don't know anything about it. And all the sites that are apparently being sued have joined up, they've got themselves a lawyer, and they're going to be attacking the MPAA. Because the stuff that they're doing, linking to torrents and all that, it's legal.
Right.
You know, they're not actually hosting stuff, so they can't actually take it down. Because it isn't breaching the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. And apparently the EFF is actually getting in on it as well, which is something big considering they've never done it before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when you think about it, like over the past 2 decades, if you remember back, there was the whole Betamax lawsuit and stuff, and companies have been getting very edgy about this, about new technology. And back in the day, literally Betamax and VHS was the fucking shit. Think about it now, it's like, what? It's a fucking carbon tape. But anyway, so we back in the day, you literally had the same kind of flavor of anti-protection laws and stuff like that, anti-copyright stuff like that. But it was done in a different way, but with the same effect. But nothing ever changed. People still made copies of games. People still made copies of videos and re-recorded stuff off the television. They shared it with their friends. And unless you actually outlaw that technology, there is no way you're going to stop these, you know, people from actually doing this, because it's their right to be able to make their own home video, copy it to another tape. But they could also use this to copy, you know, shows on TV, music, etc. But how far can you actually go until you actually start untrodding people's freedoms to use technology? And I believe that very soon, because of the advance of kind of mobile media, you're going to see a huge crackdown on portable media, such as, you know, iPods and stuff, which is probably already in effect. You know, you have the whole kind of the iTunes shared with thing, where you can only share with a certain amount of other computers and stuff like that. And it's really bad, because in the true sense of hackers, it just makes you even more constrained in what you can do. And you know, I believe, like, you know, the standard person is very edgy about how long their warranty is for, when hackers can't wait for the warranty to end so they can fuck about with the hardware. You know, it's that whole kind of difference of mindset. You know, even now with devices, it's actually theoretically, well, not theoretically, but by law, it states you're not allowed to open this up. You're not allowed to, you know, it actually says on the last thing I bought, which was a little digital television transceiver, it actually says it's illegal to open this device. I think I had a rant about it on one of the shows. Yeah. And it just says, you know, you're breaking the law literally by opening this device. Wait a second, I paid for this with good money. This thing just belongs to me now. I can flush it down the toilet. I can give it to my dog to chew on. I can watch TV on it, or I can open it up just to see what it looks like on the inside. You're not going to prevent me from opening it up by just putting, you know, 2 sticky little rubber things on the bottom so I can't find the screws. You know, I'm much a bit wiser than that.
Yeah, see the whole thing, even from back to when you had like VHS all the way up to now when we've got digital media, it's perfectly legal to make a copy, right? And you can even share it, as long as you're not making a profit off it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see that all the sites that are being sued, right,
yeah,
by the MPA, yeah, are not making a single profit from the links that they're hosting.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're fighting a battle that they can't win. This is one that the MPA cannot win this time. But, yeah. They're all assholes anyway. Motion picture assholes of America.
Yeah. I don't know, Planet, did you do a lot of, like, fast dubbing and stuff like that back in the day with tapes and stuff like that?
I did.
Not the fast dubbing stuff, no. It's just standard deck-to-deck.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't do any of the tricks or anything.
Right.
It's just play on one, record on the other. Booyah! Distribute it around the playground.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, I remember old vinyls having it printed on the sleeves, where you pull it out of the cardboard sleeve and you got the vinyl record, and it's got the inner paper sleeve. And the inner paper one saying, home copying is killing music, and all this bollocks, you know. Don't record vinyl to tape. It'll make Satan rise from the 9th layer of hell and destroy us all. All that kind of bollocks. You know.
Don't copy that tape.
Don't copy that floppy.
Yeah, that's it. Don't copy that floppy.
I'll have to dig that out at work.
I love that shit, yeah.
We'll have to play that as an intro.
We played it last time, didn't we?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Don't copy that
God,
floppy.
My memory's bad.
It was one of the seasons. I don't remember, man.
Oh, I love that thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just goes to show you what absolute bollocks it is.
Yeah.
Things, what goes around comes around. Because they're doing things like that and say, don't copy anything. If anything is ever copied, it's bad for everyone.
Yeah.
But that's how Metallica got started, is through bootlegging.
Exactly, you know.
And then, you know, advanced to the early days of Napster, and they're cracking down. They're saying, don't copy our stuff. It got us famous, it got us millionaires. Yeah, but stop copying it now.
Now we don't get enough money.
Yeah. Absolute. Mental.
Arseholes.
Because that's really the first case I've seen of something being born out of copying and being taken to a great success and then being destroyed by them trying to stop the copying. Because no one looks at Metallica the same way now.
No.
They look at them as a bunch of old arseholes who can't keep up with technology.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure everybody did it. You know, they got like tapes out of the library, they got CDs out of the libraries and just, you know, started copying them over to your stuff so you could have it for reference later. And yeah, it's illegal, but at the end of the day, you're doing it for educational purposes, you know. The only reason you would do that is just so you have it for reference later on. And I don't believe anybody had the intention of, maybe a few who'd spoil it for everyone else, but the intention of actually making money out of it. Because it's just, you won't really get that much money. I mean, I know that, you know, when I was growing up through school and stuff, we sold kind of bootleg porn CDs and stuff like that. We'd like to do that. But that was just a laugh. And I guess now it would be very illegal. And if I was caught, I'd be like sent to like fucking life imprisonment or some shit like that, you know, by the laws.
Guantanamo Bay.
Exactly. It'd ship you right to Guantanamo. Where orange jumpsuits are in fashion.
All the year round.
Yeah.
Orange is the new orange. Yeah. Every day at Guantanamo Bay.
That shit never gets old.
Another thing, just a slight tangent here. I know we're going tangent on tangent on tangent from whatever we were talking about to begin with. But another thing that pissed me off is this whole piracy funds terrorism and all that bollocks.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, that gets on my tits so much.
You know, hey, maybe in some small circuits it does.
Mm.
I'm sure that all these big mafia groups, they've got their fingers in a lot of pies. But not all piracy is responsible for fucking terrorism.
No.
And now one of the things that really pisses me off about this is Jonathan Ross backing this campaign, which has been going on for a long time. Now, this is Jonathan Ross, who does the film 2000 and whatever the year is.
Jonathan Woth.
Jonathan Woth. Now,
terrorism. It backs terrorism.
Don't pirate that DVD. In order for Jonathan Ross to do his job on film 2000 and whatever, he has to watch a shitload of films. Now, you can't tell me he's watching those films out of the money from his own back pocket. He is getting sent DVD screeners. Yeah. He is getting sent free copies of DVDs.
He's probably the one that puts him up on Kazaa.
Maybe he's in charge of it.
He handles the torrent master.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting free nights out at the premieres for the whole family so he can go and see these films and then review them in order to do his job.
Yeah.
This man, I am certain, has never spent a single penny on a DVD in years. And he's the one telling us not to download them. He's saying, go out, go down HMV and spend over the odds on a DVD. Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. Maybe when you start forking out for them, you can bollock us on not paying for them. Until then, fuck off. Frankly. Oh,
fuck off, you pasty-faced git.
I just wouldn't mind if it was an everyday bloke who'd weighed up the facts and gone, you know what, I buy a lot of DVDs, and I think it's wrong.
And it's not fair, because you twats and blah, blah, blah.
People but lose out, and, you know, if you don't support the big studios who are making the films you like, you won't get the films you like in the future.
Yeah.
Give us a balanced argument, not just Jonathan Ross saying, don't do it, I don't have to pay for DVDs, so I've no idea what I'm talking about, but you shouldn't do it. Whew, that's better.
Yes.
Got that off my chest.
I was going to say something, but I've just completely forgotten.
So.
There's a... anyway, Scoby, you say something.
You mean something that's non-gibberish?
Yes.
Then we're fucked.
Ah.
Hmm.
So, how's Glasgow?
Cold.
Yeah.
Snowy.
Yeah.
Freezing my bollocks, I have to be honest with you.
Lovely.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the reasons why I don't live in Scotland. It's because it's fucking much worse than South London. Well, yeah, I mean, at least, I don't know, at least in South London, South England, sorry. Although London is a different country compared to the rest of the fucking England. But at least you have the odd day of sunlight. Over there, it's constant, you know, I don't know. I guess that's upset him and he's left.
Escape finally crap offended him.
Yeah, I've offended him. He's just... Now he's back.
Escape crapped out again.
I thought I offended you.
No. That is a shithole up here that's fucking freezing, but no, that's where I like it.
I guess so.
Try going camping in it. Mm.
Oh, fuck that. Fucking freeze your fucking bollocks off, man.
Yeah, I did.
You've really got to, I mean, I think the whole of England should literally move south. I mean, that's what people tried to do in the Victorian times. They were like, right, fuck this, it's too fucking cold. We're just going to go invade a warm country like, I don't know, India. Yeah, fuck it, let's go there. It's fucking nice and warm, nice food, let's go there. And then India was having fucking none of it. They were like, right, you know, no, fucking, there's like... 6 million of us. What the fuck are you doing here? You know, you can't even play cricket, and you invented the sport.
And why the hell did the Romans invade us?
Yeah, what were they?
It's got to be nice and warm in Italy.
What the hell were they trying to achieve? Like, right, I know what we should do. We should keep heading north, and we're wearing a skirt and some sandals. Yes, that's clever. No wonder they failed. Their plan was fucking foiled from the start. You know, you've got to have
all because of the footwork.
Exactly.
Footwear, sorry.
Footwear, yeah. I mean, come on. You're wearing sandals. You're not going to be trekking through muddy fucking England, are you?
Oh.
Like, they spent, like, 3 years just building roads so they could walk, you know?
Get some boots, man.
Yeah.
That sounds a bad idea going to fucking Iraq, because it's just all sand there compared to what it would be like mud for the Romans.
It's like...
Well, no, that's fucking hopeless.
Naughty people, man. Ah, God.
So that's the secret of invading the country. Bring the right shoes.
Definitely.
Pair of wellies.
What's this about? Electronic tags will extend congestion charge. This is a story I think we talked about a little while back. Tags behind the windscreen of cars and vans will record vehicle movements and allow different rates to be charged according to the time of day. Now,
they already have that in New York.
I was just about to say. In New York, they have a thing called an e-pass. And it sits on the windscreen, and you drive around, and it basically charges you when you go over, like, bridges and stuff like that. And you have to give the fucking taxi driver, like, $15 or whatever it is extra.
Well, not really, because the taxi drivers get a discount.
Oh,
they only pay one fee a year.
Right.
And this is the guy that I was at New York with. That's what he does.
Right.
He just buys once for the year, keeps it in his windshield, and, you know, that, I think it's like 30 odd bucks or something like that, I can't remember.
Well, he's definitely making some money off that then, isn't he?
Hmm. I'll go back to New York.
Yeah.
Sorry, get the fuck away from Glasgow.
Well, trust me, New York wasn't fucking too far away from Glasgow, temperature-wise.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Good God, it was awful.
Did you guys have fun anyway, though?
Oh, yeah, fucking... Well, I don't know about Planet, but... Yeah.
When we were indoors, it was great. Outdoors, I forgot where my testicles were. I knew where I left them, but I couldn't find them.
So, when were we going to be seeing the video?
Oh, when I find the camcorder. Yeah.
That'll be certainly interesting to see.
Yes, yes.
Oh, dear.
Just make sure you don't put the After Hours VIP footage
on.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
The behind the scenes action.
Yeah.
I think there was mostly drunken filming.
Oh, do you remember
there wasn't a lot of instructional kind of hacking stuff going on.
Do you remember that stuff we did with the dogs? Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking nightmare to watch back.
Oh, God, what?
Two dogs trying to have sex and we filmed it.
Like, not just like filming it, we did a whole, a whole documentary about it with the microphone and everything, like, oh, God.
We couldn't think of anything to talk about hacker-related, so we just filmed dogs having sex. And then we filmed Belial filming it. I filmed him filming the dogs. Oh, it's really weird.
Oh, I cannot wait to see that.
But we were pretty...
I hope it's funny.
We were pretty drunk, you know, so...
Yeah.
Yo, that isn't a surprise.
No.
No change there. But yeah, this RFID tag in the windscreen here, it is, as you say, used in a lot of other countries. I think not just America. I think some European countries use it as well.
Yeah, I know it's in France, yeah.
It sounds like a good idea as long as it's voluntary.
Yeah.
It sounds, from what they've laid out here, it could save a lot of people a lot of cash. Because they just don't have to pay the flat rate fee of the congestion charge. They're taking into account a lot of different things. If it's a peak time when you're in London, if it's not, if you're getting out of London and you cross one of these borders, rather than trying to get into it at peak time, you know, it's easier to get out than it is to get in, then you're not causing any congestion. It doesn't charge you the flat fee. It gives you a big discount.
Yeah.
Could work out very, very well for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But don't you dare try and put RFID tags on anything as compulsory. Otherwise, I'll find you and poo in your laptops. So there.
Was it known that they were supposed to put it in the license plates? Yeah,
there was talk
tags.
Of that a while
ago. Because, I mean, we'd done a show where a couple of months back.
Yeah, originally I think that was the plan, but now they're just going to be in the windscreen. Because people
that
just,
should be easy.
People just people just nick the fucking license plate and just like walk around like just waving it over the reader, so you get charged
back and forth.
Yeah,
he's crossed the border 200 times in an hour.
Guy gets a bill for like £1,000 or something like that. Fuck. Lads, he's like, that's how you're driving that fucking car again.
Because you know some fucking dickhead would do that.
Yeah, so, well,
like me, I don't know. And mobile phone downloads pick up speed. If you've ever downloaded a ringtone or a game to your mobile, you know it can be a slow and frustrating experience, and very fucking expensive one at that. Similarly, just browsing the web on the current generation of handsets in stark contrast to ever faster speeds most enjoyed in the home or the office. You know, if you've ever downloaded anything on a mobile phone or you've browsed the web through GPRS, you can... It's like 1,000 times faster on the internet. Basically, several technologies are coming to effect at the end of this year to combat those frustrations. What mobile phone operators are aiming for is to get response times from the network below 100 milliseconds. That's pretty cool. At this point, which humans stop noticing the delays? Well, most humans, hackers, fucking notice, like, a fraction of a millisecond delay. Like, oh, it's taken more than 4 milliseconds. Achieving such response times is tricky on the second generation of networks, such as GPRS and stuff like that. This is true even when data handled abilities of those networks are improved using technologies such as general packet radio services, GPRS, and enhanced data rate for GSM evolution, the edge technology. GPRS has been used on many mobile networks for years, but edge is a technology that is seriously starting to be introduced now in both networks and handsets. The next generation, despite the improvements to the second generation networks, all operators agree that the newer third generation 3G networks will do a far better job of shuffling data around and hitting the critical response times. It's widely accepted, though, that the basic 3G technology itself will need a definite boost if it's to match the expected data demands of future customers. Because 3G is pretty fucking shit at the moment. It's especially because the basic data rate available with 3G technology is 384 kilobits per second. It's not that much higher than what can be achieved with edge technology, which maxes out about 300k a second. Mark Smith, a spokesman for the GSM Association, said that operators are happy about upgrading and recognizing that not even though many had spent billions buying licenses for 3G, will now actually have to change their license over to a different technology. So they got a bit fucking, you know, rinsed out on that one. So basically what they're saying is in this report that 3G is a piece of crap and GPRS can't get you very far. And they've come up with this new technology called Edge that will basically give that response time a much lower timing, so that when you try and get a web page back from a server, it should be under 100 milliseconds, which in fact is pretty high for internet-based communication, but for mobile-based communication is actually pretty acceptable in a sense. So
still could be faster.
Yeah, oh yeah, it could be, yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, 300 odd kilobits per second, I mean, that's probably just enough to stream web TV and stuff like that they're doing just now. That's barely enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'd still like, you know, 1 megabit on my phone. That'd be good.
Yes, yes.
That would be acceptable.
Oh, yeah. 1 meg on the mobile.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, you can achieve that on a mobile phone if you have Wi-Fi, you know?
Yeah.
And you've got Skype on there, and off you go. But then again, you know, I think actually there was a report somewhere. I think it was on Fridays that there's going to be a whole kind of London-wide Wi-Fi network. I remember I browsed on that. Don't know what it's about, but yeah, that's. I've got to find that story actually, because it's a bit stupid of me just saying that it's going to happen and not know what it's about.
No, it's done by MyCloud.
Oh yes, those well, cases. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Remember them?
No, I shall not talk about them and their insecurities. Do you remember?
Oh, that's,
do you remember that time? Oh God!
No, yeah. I wasn't there.
No, nothing happened. Anything. Nothing.
But they're rolling that out to the whole of London and other places in the UK.
Lovely.
Manchester and two or three other places as well.
So I don't have to go far to do some ownage then.
Nope. It's just to add a little point here that Dark Nature added in the IRC channel, something about my little rant earlier on, which I totally looked over, is that Jonathan Ross is paid by the BBC, and therefore paid by us, the British citizens, who are forced to pay our TV licensing.
Mm.
So we pay his wages, and then he comes on telly and bollocks us about not buying DVDs.
Yeah.
So that just makes it that little bit worse.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that in. Very good point. Thank you, Dark Nature.
I think we need to... He needs to, like, have some sort of bad dress sense kind of fine or a tax. Every time I
have... bankrupt.
Yeah. Pink or purple suit or something like that, isn't it?
Well, if you think about how much energy is used up every time he wears a bad suit, just by the amount of people that have to press that button on their remote to switch channels, that's quite a lot of energy. So I think there should be some sort of tax on the god-awful dress sense this man has.
Is draining the national grid dry with all those remote flicks.
The amount of Duracell... Oh, wait. Duracell batteries and, God.
He's to blame for global warming.
Yeah. The suits are so bad, they melt the ice caps.
Which isn't far for the truth when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a US teenager has been arrested over MySpace photos. In Denver, Colorado, a 16-year-old boy was arrested Wednesday after posting on a popular website, mywank.com, allegedly showing him holding handguns, authorities say. For fucking sake, how stupid is this? Basically, this geezer must have been, I don't know, how many times have people done this for a laugh, held up a BB gun, whatever. And the teenager was being held at juvenile detention center facing three misdemeanor charges for juvenile possession of a handgun, said district attorney spokeswoman Pam Russell. He is due in court February the 27th, today. Police searched the boy's home after receiving a tip-off from Evergreen High School on February 10th, the same day he was suspended, officials said. School spokesman Rich Cuffman said parents were calling the concerns and some kept their children at home after photographs had been posted of the boy's profile on MySpace.com, a social network website being circulated through the community. One photo allegedly showed him lying on the floor surrounded by nine rifles and the caption, "Angel of Death on Wings of Lead." Very fucking kind of emo kind of crackhead shit. Mm. The photos were very disturbing. Oh my gosh. And lolzors and owned pwned rara 111z. That's what it said in the report. God, MySpace. Please, how many more fucking MySpace things do we have before somebody out there just pulls the plug on that fucking... It's like... Oh, how many times do you have to see all these 13-year-old sluts and all this crap? And it's just a waste of bandwidth, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck him,
I wouldn't mind if there were 17-year-old sluts.
Yeah, if they were legal. Yeah.
MySpace, fucking load of old ass, frankly.
What else?
Here's one.
Yeah.
It's been confirmed that our good chums at Microsoft are going to release 6 versions of Windows Vista.
Already done that.
Is that all?
Yeah, there's a few numbers floating about this. I heard 8, I heard 9, I heard 7.
Oh, well...
They've come out and they've said 6.
I announced this on Thursday's show with Ionix.
I was probably asleep.
And, yeah, you were probably. And I said it was going to be, how many did I say? 8, like Windows Basic. Well, read out the ones that now are supposedly to be the ones released.
what we've got right now is Vista Business,
right.
Vista Enterprise, Vista Home Basic, Vista Home Premium,
right.
Vista Ultimate,
yeah.
And Vista Starter.
Yeah, I think those were the exact ones then, yeah. So
it's
yeah,
out that there's six.
Yeah, I mean, listen back to episode something or another on Thursday. For the comments on that, and I think I'll just rehash them. Basically, Ionic said, you know, if you can't provide one piece of software that fully works, why dish out like fucking eight different ones, sort of thing, you know?
So they can make more money from it.
Well, yeah, obviously,
exactly.
They're not doing it for the, you know, for creating a better world for the human race, are they? You know.
But I have to say, Vista is sweet, though.
Well, you would say that.
Haha.
Well,
the new stuff they've done in it, this is the Mac OS X of Microsoft.
Right.
And it is good, and it works.
Yeah.
Which is a surprise.
Well, I mean, it looks really nice, you know, to a point. But then, after like 2-3 hours, does it just not get really fucking annoying?
Nope.
No.
It actually works, and it's stable as well, which is
blimey,
really weird.
Well, the architecture that it's built on is just amazing. They've really done something amazing there. The whole kind of way it writes and reads from the disk is a database kind of it's a database methodology of doing stuff like that. So it would make it much more stable, and it would make it much more secure with the whole kind of BitLock features that it has.
Keep in mind, this version of Vista started development late 2003, early 2004, because they've just done a total rewrite.
Right.
So this is like an operating system from scratch,
right.
Which Microsoft have not done in like over, what, 10 years?
Yeah, they kept on...
So, yeah, this is big.
They kept on copy and pasting code and stuff. And
yeah, why a lot of the bugs for like 98 and all that was still carried through.
Yeah, but I've got to do a whole kind of history on Windows one day. Because I know, not a great deal, but I know a bit to do kind of half an episode on. So I guess I might do that.
Cool.
So yeah, we're coming up to end of time, which is fucking quick.
The end of all time?
The end of all time, yes.
We're doomed!
Hacksaws.
We have been owned.
So it's good to have you back on the show after so long, man. It's just like it's a bit surreal to actually have you back on. It's like is this really you?
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah. Excellent.
And I'm pissed that I missed the 100th episode.
Never mind.
You know, see, the night that you had it, I was actually in London.
Really?
Yeah, we had technical problems.
That's freaky.
Nothing with what I was like, shit, right, my battery, my phone was down, and then the lappy wouldn't work and everything, and I was like, fuck. It was annoying.
Oh, well.
We can always edit you in later.
Yeah.
So I just went to the pub.
But it was good, We had Droops on, and it was quite fun. But, yeah. Well, hopefully...
That was a good episode.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see some more of you.
Yep.
Cool.
I'll be kicking about, don't you worry.
Cool. So, again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. This is a free episode. You are free to share this amongst your friends, etc. And if you need to contact us, or if you have any pertinent news stories, please email to radio@hackervoice.co.uk.
And if you're a girl, make sure you include pics.
Yes.
Dirty ones.
Yes. Of line scale, dust, ceramic, stone.
Look at this penny.
Good as new. Oh, I love that guy. I think if there's anything that this generation should be remembered for, is fucking
Silit Bang.
Yeah.
That's all we've contributed.
Yeah, to the world is Silit Bang.
Barry Scott.
Actually, what sort of radio?
Apparently, it's very good. I was like, yes. Yeah. I was speaking to my friend the other day, yesterday, about Silit Bang. Well, which is a weird thing, because we're not gay. We were actually
not much.
No, did you just go down to the pub to discuss, you know, cleaning products?
Yeah, I mean, I was playing him a few of the past episodes, and I hit upon that Silit Bang episode where we had that intro of it, and he said, "Oh, it's actually really good." I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, fucking like cleans like everything." So I thought, well, I guess, you know. Barry Scott was right, you know.
Did you ask him how he gets his hair shows shiny?
Yeah. I use it as a deodorant. Good
Are
as
we
you.
Sponsored by Silit Bang now?
We should be. I just yeah. fucking go on about it now. Anyway, I wanna end on a song called Golden Brown by The Stranglers.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a very fucking good tune.
Hell yeah.
Feel free to sing along if you know the words. So,
and even if you don't.
And even if you don't, yeah, it doesn't, you know, doesn't matter. So yeah, it's a good night from me.
Good night from me.
And good night from me as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Golden Brown!
Oh, too early.
Wait. 1, 2.
Golden Brown!
Golden Brown, texture like sun, lays me down. Yes. Lays me down, with my mind she runs. But the night, no need to fight. Never a frown, with Golden Brown. Dum, dum, dum. This tune has a mad little beat. Same like the last. On the ship, tied to the mast. To this time, expose my hands. Never a frown with Golden Brown. Dun, dun, dun. It's a top tune. Brown, a temptress. Ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with Golden Brown.
Centre.